A vigil Monday night marked 1 year since four University of Idaho students were killed last November. NWPB's Lauren Patterson reports on how the community is pulling together to heal.
Hundreds of students and community members gathered on the University of Idaho campus Monday night. Students gave speeches about the four victims, Kaylee Gonzalez, Madison Mogan, Zana Kernodal, and Ethan Chapin. Heather Blackshaw talked about Madison, saying she was a bright person who was kind and outgoing.
I know that these four meant so much to so many people, and seeing all the lives that they touched brings me as much joy as it does sadness.
The touching tributes from the students, many of whom were in the same sororities and fraternity as the victims, also painted a picture of pain and confusion as they tried to piece together what happened. Zana Miller was in the Pi Beta Phi sorority with Zana Kernodal.
I still remember waking up that Sunday. My phone was blowing up. I had 27 missed calls from multiple people and messages. I walked downstairs to find a majority of my upperclassmen in tears on the living room floor.
1 year later, to the day, people held candles at the vigil, while U of I student body president Tanner McLean encouraged people to stay strong.
Remember the light these four individuals brought to the world. Together, our Vandal family will carry on as we remember the extraordinary impact Zana, Ethan, Kaylee, and Maddie had on our community.
The crime sent shockwaves through the small college town of Moscow, Idaho. The case gained international attention. Many of the students mentioned November 13th will stay with them for the rest of their lives. But students and community members are still working on ways to heal. Even on a weekday morning, the Breakfast Club, a downtown Moscow restaurant, is bustling with customers, the four victims still on some of their minds. They're drinking coffee and eating things like potato pancakes.
We really wanted to help memorialize the students whose lives were so tragically taken a year ago.
That's Dahlia Dempster, a junior at the U of I studying advertising and marketing. She helps the restaurant with outreach on social media. Dempster is a member of the Alpha Phi sorority, just like Kaylee Gonzalez was. She knew all four of the victims.
They were all part of the Greek system. Greek life is really small. We're all a big family.
The University of Idaho is a tight-knit school, she says.
This event has honestly brought a lot of the students closer to each other. It definitely has left a lot of us with heartache and sadness.
Despite the hardship over the past year, many of the faculty at the university have been understanding and supportive, says Dempster.
It's hard that a tragedy had to bring us closer, but it has.
She worked with the owner of the Breakfast Club to design sweatshirts and t-shirts in honor of Kaylee, Madison, Zana, and Ethan. During University of Idaho Parents Weekend earlier this month, Dempster said the restaurant did a sweatshirt and t-shirt sale in honor of the victims.
We sold out, I think, in the first 2 hours of all the sweatshirts.
All proceeds will be donated to the Vandal Healing Garden and Memorial. It's being designed by university students in the Art and Architecture program. Students who knew the victims have been sharing ideas for the designs. Dempster says she's thankful for all the funds raised so far.
None of us will ever forget what happened, and that's why we just want to continue to grow that community with the Healing Garden, not just the people that we lost, but every Vandal we've ever lost.
As the one-year mark of the tragedy passes, Dempster says it's still a lot for the students to carry.
This is such a huge thing that our community is going through, and definitely the support from everyone else has made it a little bit easier. So I just want to thank everyone.
Reporting in Moscow, Idaho, I'm Lauren Patterson.